Little Darius Rucker leading Hootie and the Blowfish. She's coming to the Brian Center in October. Still tickets available for that. Some good concerts in the distant future. And last night I heard Shania Twain and Moose Jaw was pretty awesome. I did see, just read a comment a moment ago online that one concert goer shared on X. Said it was the best show Moose Jaw has hosted yet. Went on to say, some said we haven't had that much fun at a concert since the Carrie Underwood show a number of years ago. I was at that one. And those who saw both Carrie and now Shania said Shania was way better, more fun. So well done to the Temple Garden Center. Sounds like Shania a hit. Anyone else go? We got a comment? Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. I know there are lots of Craven Country Thunder fans out there putting the finishing touches on all their camping needs before heading out. Tomorrow morning, the gates will open up for campers at 9 a.m. And later today, the Country Thunder team is going to be at the Southland Mall from 3 till 6. So if you have your printed or digital ticket ready to be scanned, you can fire over there, get your wristband early. And your vehicle sticker, too, makes it easier going into the campgrounds tomorrow. But yeah, we seem to be in the dog days of summer television. I don't know about you. I was just talking to Frank, my producer. He's a big wrestling fan. So he says, never before has there been this much wrestling entertainment available for him to stream or watch somewhere. But if you're not into that, other than maybe the Blue Jays, which have been entertaining lately, there's not a lot on television these days. Last night, we started streaming something called Sirens on Netflix just to fill the void. Got about two episodes in and thought, let's go for a walk. Took the dog out. But I know many of you love Big Brother. It's 25th anniversary. Kickoff is coming up on Thursday. So if you're a fan of Big Brother, get ready to set the PVR accordingly. And Amazing Race Canada is back to fill the reality television void tonight, too. It starts with a new episode, Amazing Race Canada. Saski, we can cheer on this time, too. Her name is Rebecca Morasti from the Flying Dust First Nation near Meadow Lake. It's always more fun when you watch those shows, and there's a Sask connection there, too. So that's Amazing Race Canada back tonight. And like I mentioned, the Blue Jays, too. They extended their win streak to 9 games last night. They beat the White Sox 8-4 in Chicago. Game 2 goes tonight. I don't even like baseball, and I'm kind of keeping an eye on how they're continually doing so well. Incidentally, our Regina Red Sox, they were in Weyburn last night. They beat the Beavers 4-3. Sox home tonight at Curry Field. 7 o'clock start against Swift Current. If you are on holidays right now with the family or you've got company in town visiting you, there's an idea. Night at the ballpark. Really affordable and good fun for the family. And there's this, the RCMP Sunset Ceremonies. They're back now for July. There's one tonight, another on the 15th and 22nd. But these sunset ceremonies, they're free. So if you want to go, you fire over to Depot and you enter the same way you would to the RCMP Heritage Center off Dewdney Avenue, and they'll guide you where to go park. Gates will open at 5:30 tonight. Ceremony starts at 6 sharp. And you need to take a lawn chair or a blanket to sit on. You may hear a loud bang or two. It's part of the festivities there, and they march, they parade, and it's pretty cool if you've never seen it before. And it is free, and it's almost a guarantee that if you have people visiting you from out of province, they're going to love going to the RCMP Depot for a sunset ceremony. So that's on tonight. Oh, another great summertime filler for kids and parents this time of the year, the Ladybug release in downtown Victoria Park. Just make a note, that's this Thursday morning. At 9:30 till about 11 o'clock, the Ladybug release this Thursday. What else can I give you a heads up on? Oh, if you're going for coffee later or filling up with gas, consider a Lotto Max ticket. It has crept up to $65 million again. And again, maybe you're on vacation or you're having to juggle childcare while working. Make sure you don't let your kid play around with your old cell phone. I just read this morning, rather unusual and interesting to be aware of, just in case. Really didn't think of this myself here, but apparently Kenora RCMP had to use GPS to figure out where 37 calls to 911 were coming from. So with GPS, they found a 7-year-old boy. playing with his mom's old phone. Yeah, apparently even phones that are unregistered and without any assigned phone number can still call 911s. Coming up with Kevin Martell, the Mo government shelling out about $20 million to help communities devastated by wildfires. The province says anyone who experienced wildfire loss will be able to access the cash, but only if it happened during that 30 days of provincial state of emergency that was declared. Also coming up with Kevin, a review of Regina Hospitals that exposed a few problems with doctors. The report commissioned by the province, they found colleagues being bullied, a distrusted authority, doctors exasperated by decisions being made. They will have to take 14 recommendations out of this report and put together an action plan to hopefully fix all these problems. And the process is still being worked on here, but more with Kevin Martell in a moment. And, you know, I've asked a few people recently I've spoken to about what it's like out at the lake. Is LJ a problem yet? Tepwa, Pasqua, even Echo Lake friends. Just past weekend, we're out, and they said, no, not a real big algae bloom yet on the lake. But you can see those, kind of like those, they look like little grass clippings in the lake that start to form algae. And as it heats up here through summer, it'll start to form. And we're hearing about a risk of E. coli out there, too. Environmental Public Health is advising the public not to swim in certain parts of Emma Lake. That's north of PA. E. coli bacteria found there. It was detected at Sunnyside Beach. You know, when there's something like that in the lake, that could lead to upset stomach, skin rash, infection, sore throat, ear, eye infections. They don't know yet the cause of the E. coli contamination at Sunnyside, but usually they discover it comes from sources like storm sewers, leaky septic tanks, or maybe farm manure or runoff from heavy storms that carry it into lakes and rivers, too. Speaking of storms, in central Texas, we're hearing more and more about how terrifying those Texas floods actually were. They began Friday night. Authorities rescued one girl who was found floating on a mattress. Another guy was standing on top of a meter box for hours, hoping the water would recede so he could be rescued. One father tried to kayak through floodwaters to rescue his parents and two young daughters nearby, but didn't make it in time. And the scope of this disaster is just mind-boggling. Water rose upwards of 26 feet in about 45 minutes through the beautiful hill country of central Texas, which is all underwater still. And of course, there's the heartbreak of that camp for young girls. They say 27 young girls are gone, including one camp counselor, 10 kids still missing from the camp. We're hearing from a Coast Guard rescue swimmer who arrived on that scene by helicopter and is credited for saving a lot of those kids. He said many of the little girls still in their pajamas without shoes, some as young as 7. He said when he was picking them up under his arms to put them in the helicopter, they were all asking the same thing.
Just asking about their friends. They wanted to see if I knew anything about their friends, show me pictures, do whatever they could to try to find their friends. And I just told them, I was like, hey guys, like, I don't know where they are. We have every crew we can possibly imagine.
More than 100 are confirmed dead now. Dozens of them are children. And one couple, they woke up in the middle of the night, looked outside the river. It had just become a river. Their Jeep was floating away. And they open up the front door. Water comes pouring in. And they were dragged out by the current. They managed to grab a tree branch and hang on.
You're holding the tree. Yeah. And he's holding you.
Yeah, he's holding me.
He wasn't going to let go.
No. 35 years and counting.
Just horrifying stories being shared. And the search continues there this morning in Texas for more survivors. Hey, good morning. The CFL is back in Regina this Friday night as our Riders, coming off last week's bye week, are getting set to prepare for Calgary. If the Stamps win, they go to 4-1. We win, we could be 5-0. And quarterback Trevor Harris is back, ready to play.
Felt like my bye week was last week, and so I'm excited to be back out here.
He was talking about being injured in that Argonaut game, and he admits that he was a little off.
I was fine. Let's not go down that road. A little bit of a shouting match, but always trust what the doctors are saying, and you know they're looking out for our best interests. You know, and at the end of the day, we've only got one brain, and we're all going to be 55 and 60 someday. And I got four kids, and you know, although I told them I was ready to go and ready to play, they took matters in their own hands just based off of what they thought and what they gathered from, I guess, people or whatever. So, but we're back. We're good.
Harris referring there to how he wanted to play even against BC, but they said, you're not ready yet. But apparently he is now for Friday night's game. TSN's Friday Night Football sideline reporter Luke Wilson will be here for that broadcast at Mosaic. And he's got a lot of fans talking again. He thinks the Bombers have better fans than us. Rider fans are second in his mind because Winnipeg gets more sellouts. He shared who he thinks has the best fans on his social media yesterday, and the Green Zone was talking about it with listeners, asking if they agreed or not. Luke said, between the sellouts, a newer stadium, and a winning culture, he chose the Bombers with the best fans and atmosphere. Let's see, what else did he say? OBC's fan base is growing, he thought, because of the organization being aggressive with promotions, concerts, food deals, and on-field product. Luke ranks them at number 4, and the worst fans in the league are Hamilton, claiming there are a lot of empty seats and too many just hanging out on the concourse drinking. Which I think you could say even here happens here at Mosaic, right? If you've ever walked around the concourse during a game, there are a lot of people just wondering about drinking. Anyhow, do the Riders deserve the number 1 spot in your mind? Barry called into the Green Zone suggesting age may be the reason Luke feels they're not number 1.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is that the fan base in Saskatchewan is aging. We do have a strong fan base that watch the games, that maybe attend the games when it's in other cities and so on and so forth. But Winnipeg, by far, and let's face it, they've done a better job over the last 5 years of building their team, promoting their team than the Riders have. And the Riders fan base is aging and not getting younger. And I think that's a huge concern.
Grant, he thinks otherwise. He feels the Riders have the best fans because, well, they're everywhere, whatever game you attend in the CFL.
I was many years ago at a Calgary game playing against Edmonton, and I counted way more Saskatchewan fans wearing the jersey in the crowd than there was Edmonton fans at that game. And the only thing really that's been harming us attendance-wise, a lot of times the way the schedule was set up, it was against us in the first place. You got a lot of Thursday games. This year's good, but I'm talking the past.
Yeah, it is a little better this year. I get what Grant is saying. It's not always easy to come in and support the green and white, depending on days of the week and what time games are. But Winnipeg, I kind of agree with Jamie and I in the Green Zone yesterday. They're drawing from a larger population base than we are, and it's easier for them to get sellouts. I think a lot of the league can say that. Yet at the same time, our fans support, unlike what you see out east. But it also helps when you're winning all the time, right? The Bombers, what have they been at the Cup? What, 5 years running? So that helps their fan base out too. And here we go. 4-0. Might we be 5-0 at the end of the week here after the Stamps leave town? That would help to continue gaining momentum and maybe filling up our stadium a little more. But what are you at? Who has the best fan base? Coming up with Kevin Martell, the provincial government is shelling out $20 million to help communities devastated by wildfires. More on that at the bottom of the hour. And what's come out of this review of Regina Hospitals that apparently has exposed problems with doctors in Regina Hospitals? Commissioned by the province, this report has found colleagues were feeling bullied. There's a bit of a distrust in authority and how decisions are being made. So the report has got 14 recommendations and hopefully an action plan will solve some of the issues. But more on that with Kevin in just a moment here, too. President Trump extended a 90-day pause on widespread tariffs again and upped the ante. On Monday, he hit several of America's biggest trade partners with fresh levies. Trump also threatening to tack on an extra 25% for any country that retaliates. So far, the White House has only reached like three trade agreements, despite promising 90 deals in 90 days. And no, Canada has not been targeted by new tariff deadlines. Ours remains on the 21st. And Prime Minister Mark Carney said talks are ongoing. Also stateside, it seems the Department of Justice and the FBI finished their review and found no evidence that Jeffrey Epstein kept a client list of associates whom he blackmailed or even conspired with to victimize dozens of women now. The review comes with an 11-hour video footage of Epstein's jail cell in order to prove no one entered the cell. He was found dead by suicide. Conspiracy theorists have been long calling for who murdered him. But Trump's government is saying, no, it was suicide. Elon Musk insinuated a few weeks ago when he was having a riff with Trump that the Epstein case had not been revealed fully because Trump has too close of an association to the story. And pictures of Trump with Epstein and young girls from the past are certainly evident to back that up. But Musk, he retracted that tweet eventually and said he sent it out in anger, likely because Trump was also telling him to take it down. And on Fox News earlier this year, Attorney General Pam Bondi said she had a long list of associates on her desk to review and had been amping this up as if it was going to be a big reveal.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh my gosh?
Not yet.
That was a few weeks back. This morning, the report said there is no client list. So was she reviewing imaginary files? Even Fox News called out the administration Monday.
So what happened to the Epstein client list that the attorney general said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the attorney general said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News.
I've got the quote.
Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the attorney general was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that.
Okay, a little word salad there. Incidentally, Musk shared another comment on X now that he and Trump are at odds again. In the comment, Musk infers that it's a clown show operating the government. And Trump's administration, they've been everywhere the last few months feeding the MAGA base with how they were going to get to the bottom of it. Alina Haba, one of Trump's lawyers, who is now has the title of presidential counselor, was saying,
we have flight logs, we have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable.
So that was then, but now, nope, now that you see here. So the MAGA universe is pretty adamant there's some sort of cover-up within the Trump administration now.